Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The Pentagon tweeted a photo of the last American soldier to leave the Kabul airport with the caption, "Ending the U.S. mission in Kabul." Taliban fighters from the Fatah SWAT unit were seen storming into the airport wearing brand new American uniforms, brand new machine guns, and equipment. Northern California's Caldor Fire jumped a major highway to reach Lake Tahoe Basin Monday night. The weeks-old wildfire jumped both the eastern and western sides of Highway 89 in the Sierra Nevadas. Some 22,000 people were ordered to evacuate the city of South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities, causing traffic jams on the eastbound 50. With more than 186,500 acres burned, the fire was 15% contained Monday night. Extreme fire conditions in the state have prompted California's Forest Service to close all national forests through September 17th. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stronger than Hurricane Katrina, Ida banged up Louisiana pretty bad. Dan Araki has more.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells the CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the great towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Upwards of 1 million people are without power from the damage caused by Hurricane Ida. With sweltering heat in the region, this is a major concern. The Louisiana governor says he expects the death toll to climb over the next few days. American determination to get the job done is what makes this country great. Ethan Forhetz from the Convoy of Hope is bringing help. He tells Fox News they will support relief efforts for as long as it takes.
We've been doing this for the last, 18-plus years. Disaster is one of the things the Convoy of Hope specializes in. We have experts. I remember last week when I was in the disaster area at Convoy of Hope, and our people were looking at this storm saying, this is going to be a major storm. We planned a major response, and that's why we're here with 19 very large vehicles and supplies that people need. Immediately following a disaster, people need the very basics to survive. Sustainability, life sustainability is what it's about. So what we're here with is food, water, and we're here with emergency supplies that people need, some medical supplies, hygiene kits that people just need to get by today, to get to tomorrow. And we also offer the hope that tomorrow is going to be a better day than today. They just need to get through today, which for a lot of people could be the worst day of their, their life, or maybe the second worst day of their life after they just lost their house or entire work life yesterday.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As you know, we've all had heavy hearts here, particularly those of us who are former military, with what happened in Afghanistan, the last plane leaving and the admission of this administration that Americans were still left behind, is frankly unacceptable on its face. With us right now to talk more about it is somebody who really knows, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Darren Gobb joins us, who is the Executive Director of RestoreLiberty.org. A little bit of the background so you understand when I say really knows. Colonel Gobb spent four tours in Afghanistan. He was the principal designer of the U.S. military NEO, that's Non-Combatant Evacuation Operations for Afghanistan. In addition to visiting every valley in the mountainous country upon his retirement from the Army, Darren became the Montana State Coordinator for all Army Military Funeral Honors. Welcome, Colonel Gobb. Colonel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I got to tell you, our hearts remain heavy because of what happened with the death of 12 Marines, one Navy corpsman, last week, and the way this was all handled, the exit plan. You did all this preparation. You had all these years of experience, your experience in Afghanistan. Explain to us, if you would, what happened.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. Yeah, no, it's, it's when I did that planning, it was about, I guess it was 2011, so it's been 10 years since the plans we put in place up in Bagram. And I know they've changed since then, but the biggest deal is really at the strategic level, the presidential level. The decision that is made at that level is what impacts these kinds of operations the most. They're always an emergency whenever they occur. But in this particular case, the plan that President Trump had put together was focused more on the conditions on the ground and not necessarily targeting a specific date. And if you do that, it tends to work better because you don't really give the initiative to, in this case, the Taliban and the ISIS individuals to take advantage of a known date. Now they are constantly held accountable to their actions against the conditions we need to be able to get all Americans out, all of our allies out, and as a result, in the end, all of our soldiers out, as the people who should be leaving last. But all of those principles that we would consider that are essential to non-combatant evacuation operations were largely ignored in this case, and the results are clear for the world to see.
Well, without a doubt,
you say these heroes did not have to die, and when you're talking about something as academic as the exit plan that had been planned for many years, and for all that to be set aside and almost, in a sense, it seemed like they were reinventing the wheel on the fly. Maybe that's unfair, but it's shocking to me, especially with the flag officers that are involved here. I mean, we already had a lieutenant colonel celebrated video that went absolutely viral, that all he wanted was accountability. And, of course, that's a difficult thing to call for with the chain of command in the military. I mentioned to our audience years ago when I was with the Joint Public Affairs Office in Camp Pendleton, we lost a two-star because he spoke a little bit earlier than was fashionable to talk about in terms of the president, then Richard Nixon. And he was invited to disassociate himself with the Marine Corps within 2 weeks. It didn't take long. But nonetheless, you know, chain of command being what it is, the military being what it is, for those of us who have served, we honor that. But it's really a challenge, and I have mixed emotions about the lieutenant colonel who spoke up. I don't blame him, and I even questioned. I said, who's going to fall on their sword? And this lieutenant colonel was one of few who spoke out, and it was tough because you knew what was going to happen after he did speak out and ask for accountability.
Oh, yeah, we most certainly knew that the people I'm in communications with, a variety of ranks, all services of the military, we watched that video shortly after it came out, and we guessed that he would be gone within 24 hours from that position, and we weren't off by very much. Mm-hmm. And he handled it right because he knew exactly what he was getting into when he made that statement. And one thing that people should know about the Marine Corps is that these non-combatant evacuation operations are all just say NEO from now on. Mm. That's the Marine Corps specialty. That's really one of their very niche elements that they focus on. As a planner, I put some things in place to help with Afghanistan, but if you really want to get the experts on that mission set, it's the Marines. And so there's no doubt that his perspective on what happened, not only from the numerous and tragic failures within how that is supposed to be executed, and the fact that he had relationships with those lost, or at least one person lost, for what he said. I'm sure that motivated him to make a statement.
Well, he definitely spoke the hearts of many military. Colonel, as I was traveling, you know, cross country, I'm in Hawaii right now and left Florida, and as I was going through airports, former military and some active duty military that I happened to run into. I was wearing a Marine Corps hat so people could identify that I was, you know, former military, and came up to me. I mean, and many in tears over what had happened and what was happening there, and that we were going to have to face the reality of some Americans being left behind. It's unacceptable. I mean, this is worse than Benghazi. And, of course, now you have some former military activists who on their own have inserted themselves in country to see what they can do to free Americans that were left behind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Americans do hard things. And sometimes those things are forced upon us by the bad decisions of others, but it doesn't mean that we don't do them. And for every former Special Forces operator in this particular case, or other folks who are running around Afghanistan, there are likely hundreds who would be willing to go over there and take part as well. You've heard phrases like digital Dunkirk, where people are using digital systems to help people go through and around obstacles. We've been in direct communications with some people from within Afghanistan, both Afghans and Americans and other allied nations people, just to see what the truth on the ground was. And it's disgusting that there was many Americans at the gates of the airport not let through, while people that we knew weren't operating with the U.S. in any way, supporting our efforts there over the years, departed in large groups. Mm-hmm. And it just tells us that the process there was not done right. It just means there was a lot of issues. And the price for this is is going to be paid for a lot of years from here. And just consider what this looks like to NATO as well and our allies as we leave. And they're left behind, too, looking for their people.
Exactly. And all dazed and amazed and wondering what the heck happened to America here. I mean, we are reliving what Marco Rubio had said during the 2016 presidential campaign. He says, you know, our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. I mean, think about that, Darren. That really leaves America very vulnerable right now as it stands. We've got to go to a quick break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Colonel Gobb after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our fellow believers trapped in a war-torn country. It's easy to feel lost or confused under extreme persecution, even though we know that God is in control. We believe it was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan earlier this year, so the believers who now desperately need the encouragement of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and stand with them, trusting God to use even the darkest circumstances for His own glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, United States Marine Corps. I'm the current Battalion Commander for Advanced Infantry Training Battalion. I've been in the Marine Infantry for 17 years. started my tour with Victor 1-8. It's the current unit that's doing perimeter security, dealing with the mess that's going on there. I thought through if I post this video, what might happen to me, especially if the video picks up traction, if I have the courage to post it. But I think what you believe in can only be defined by what you're willing to risk. So if I'm willing to risk my current battalion commander seat, my retirement, my family stability to say some of the things that I want to say, I think it gives me some moral high ground to demand the same honesty, integrity, accountability from my senior leaders. People are so upset on social media right now is not because the Marine on the battlefield let someone down. That service member has always rose to the occasion, done extraordinary things. People are upset because their senior leaders let them down, and none of them are raising their hands and accepting accountability or saying, we messed this up. But we have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chiefs, who the Commandant is a member of that, who's supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise, and I'm not saying we've got to be in Afghanistan forever, but I am saying, did any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, the strategic air base, before we evacuate everyone? Did anyone do that? And when you didn't think to do that, did anyone raise their hand and say, we completely messed this up? I want to say this very strongly. I have been fighting for 17 years. I am willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability.
Well, I'll tell you what, a challenge to the chain of command, Darren Gobb. Boy, that takes a lot of heart, intestinal fortitude. I mean, this viral video, what it cost him and his family, and we know, at least I do directly, know the pride of a Marine to do this, the heartbreak, the personal sacrifice and conviction that this colonel felt, Colonel Scheller, to give up his command and give up his career. That was a tough decision, all for the sake of accountability. And it's a bit easy, I guess, you know, for us to sit where we are right now and to kind of Monday quarterback this deal. But it seems there's more to this story here. And I agree. I mean, I'm shocked that these flag officers, you know, that are there, that could have said something, didn't. And this is what causes me to believe, again, understanding the chain of command, when the commander-in-chief says, hey, this is the way it's going to be, they all, in a sense, by virtue of the execution of the plan, good or bad, they're forced to fall on their sword for the sake of the chain of command, are they not?
Yeah, you're going to fall on a sword one way or another. And in this particular case, it's, this Marine Lieutenant Colonel made his decision, and he phrased it correctly. You know, what do you risk? He knew exactly what he was risking. I've been a battalion commander. It's been a few years since I retired out of that type of a job. And you go into something like that knowing exactly what's going to happen. But the other thing that he said that was absolutely critical, that we, the people of the United States and our allies, can all have a voice in, is the accountability aspect of this. Because you're going to find today, after Biden speaks in the middle of the afternoon and tries to call this the end of the Afghanistan war, we veterans and we people know that this is really the beginning of another significant portion in American history where our adversaries are lining up and they see weakness in us. We cannot afford to let the accountability of our senior leaders disappear. We have to demand it, and we have to demand it immediately. It cannot be a study at a war college or something like that to disappear into the libraries. We got to stand up now and demand it now.
What I resent, Darren, is they always say, we want to make sure this doesn't happen again. Well, if really that's the case, although there does need to be a study conducted, a serious one. You know, much like the FAA, when a plane goes down, boy, they spend, you know, up to a year assembling, reassembling the plane, you know, black box study, everything, to realize, okay, was this a mechanical failure? Was this human failure? So that it doesn't have, what can we learn from this? Unfortunately, politics and the fog of war, but particularly the fog of politics, is such that there's a lot of CYA, and we miss out. And meanwhile, the people like yourself who've been to Afghanistan, who know better, realize, okay, well, it's just another lie from the government, and the military gets associated with this. And at least this colonel, Colonel Scheller, was willing to speak up to say, okay, I'm going to speak the truth to this. And that's going to be part of the public record. Yes, it cost him his job, but this is going to be one of those things that you just can't ignore, I believe, because he pulled back the shroud on an 800,000-pound gorilla here, and let's see what happens. It might be, it's lying there in the middle of the room, and it's quite obvious. As the executive director of Restore Liberty, Colonel Gobb, I wanted to give you an opportunity to explain to our audience what RestoreLiberty.org is all about.
Oh, thanks, Bill, for that opportunity. And to summarize it, it's a growing nationwide grassroots effort with directors in multiple states. We'll put the number 30 on it right now and growing. That magnifies the 10th Amendment and states' rights, and we the people. We're not looking for someone to save us. We recognize that we the people own the government. We have to fix this. It's our job to get busy and do the hard work that it takes to hold the government accountable. And if our politicians and elected representatives are not doing what they're supposed to do, and if they're not constitutional and liberty-minded, that they need to be removed and the right kind of people put into those positions. And we have four main things we do. One is that we wrote a Declaration of Constitutional Consent on our website that is petition-like, that magnifies our 17 grievances against our federal government by we the people. If people agree with it, they can sign it and digitally and on paper and mail it to president and governors and whoever else, and then focus on pushing for declarations of constitutional sanctuaries. And our third thing is candidate identification, vetting, and endorsement. And specifically, we're going to start taking on school boards and judicial nominations across the country, because our children are our future, and our judges are supposed to guard the Constitution, and both of those are in jeopardy.
Exactly.
And then we also work with some constitutional education. So that's what the money that we get to support us is primarily used to support those efforts, and it's bringing constitutional and liberty-minded people across the country together while not threatening their individual group's autonomy, really uniting behind a common vision. And that's what Restore Liberty is. Got a great team of people, and we're continuing to grow across the country.
Colonel, it's what we the people looks like. A lot of people go, what we the people? We're supposed to be in charge? We're not the ruling elites, because like anything, a void cannot be sustained. And so what's happened is we the people have checked out, and the ruling elites have taken over, and we need to take over our government. And at the very core of all this is a systemic issue, ladies and gentlemen, and we can take it back because we have enough documents, we have enough authority. The authority is built in the cake, and this is what scares the holy what have you out of the ruling class, because they realize that we the people can take it back. We got about a minute left here, Colonel, and I know there was something else you wanted to address. If you can do that, go ahead.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, under Restore Liberty, we're helping sponsor a October 7th Reaffirm and Remember Muster in Washington, D.C. to gather veterans and their families in Washington, D.C. to reaffirm our oath to the Constitution, to the people of this country, and to remember the fallen on the 20th anniversary of the beginning of the Afghanistan conflict. We're going to register our discontent with what is going on in politics in general. It's not a political rally. It is a remembrance rally, and an opportunity for us to come together and voice our opinion as veterans from across the nation. And we want to get as many people there as we possibly can for a peaceful ceremony that involves Lincoln Memorial and the Arlington Cemetery. We think that it's critical now and critical to our nation's future that they are reminded that our voices need to be heard.
Colonel Darren Gobb has been our guest. Thank you, Darren.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The Pentagon tweeted a photo of the last American soldier to leave the Kabul airport with the caption, "Ending the U.S. mission in Kabul." Taliban fighters from the Fatah SWAT unit were seen storming into the airport wearing brand new American uniforms, brand new machine guns, and equipment. Northern California's Caldor Fire jumped a major highway to reach Lake Tahoe Basin Monday night. The weeks-old wildfire jumped both the eastern and western sides of Highway 89 in the Sierra Nevadas. Some 22,000 people were ordered to evacuate the city of South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities, causing traffic jams on the eastbound 50. With more than 186,500 acres burned, the fire was 15% contained Monday night. Extreme fire conditions in the state have prompted California's Forest Service to close all national forests through September 17th. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
America. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Our thanks to Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb with RestoreLiberty.org. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? All these vets coming to D.C. to reaffirm their oath. And I'll tell you, you know, for those of us who have pledged the oath to America and our commitment as individuals to protect all Americans, foreign and domestic, first of all, to even be in a position to make that oath is really unique and special. When you consider that about 1% of our country's citizens actually serve in the military. And I believe it's an oath, whether you serve in the military or not, in a sense, you are serving. You know, you could say even at a distance, you know, with your tax money, with your prayers for the military, there's ways to serve. Those that actually don the uniform of the U.S. military, about 1% is all. And I think that that's unfortunate because, you know, like Israel, what Israel had learned a while ago. And I want to bring Jeff Kemp on right now, the former NFL quarterback. You know, Jeff, we're talking about serving in the military, and we just had an interview and discussion with U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel retired Darren Gobb, who spent 4 tours in Afghanistan. And one of the things he talked about was having a day in D.C. for a peaceful assembly of former military
to come forth and to reaffirm the vow that we all took on induction day when we entered the military. And the language is really special, but I believe it's one that, you know, whether you served in uniform, in a sense, all Americans have served in the military, you know, with our taxes and with our prayers. We all are part of the team, and I believe that's why, you know, with us departing from Afghanistan the way we did, there's a lot of heavy hearts are right now that are being felt across the country. What do you have to say?
I'm going to ask for wisdom. Father in heaven, Bill and I would like to be accurate and constructive, truthful and loving with what we say. And I need your wisdom as I do this interview. And that we pray for every family who has lost their son or daughter, brother, you know, sister, father, soldier, those 13 recently, many that are injured right now, and their Afghan families, hundreds of them that have lost loved ones, tied into this human debacle. And we just pray for comfort as well as more wisdom going forward. Help Americans appreciate freedom, appreciate America, understand our weaknesses, but not shoot our country, but heal our country. Because we are a beacon for freedom, not as well as Jesus is a beacon for freedom. Only Jesus is perfect, but we are a better than most imperfect nation, democracy, republic. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm concerned that when prosperity is given to a people, they forget the God that gives it, and they don't act in humility. Mm-hmm. And not acting in humility means you can create your own narrative of how the world works, and you can be naive and say, just talking to people in diplomacy will solve things, and we can just focus on what we want. And some of that thinking is what has led to weak decisions in military leadership, which has often come from the commander-in-chief in our country. There were errors in the administration before this, and then compounded errors in this administration. And I don't think Americans will benefit by just pointing out those errors. We all got to think, do I realize the high price that freedom and peace require? Do I appreciate the sacrifice of soldiers and military who deploy? Do I understand that I should do my part by researching the issues, voting well, debating responsibly, and whenever I can serve, you know, whether it be militarily or charitably in the community, I should. And I'm at least proud that since 9/11, 20 years ago, we started to appreciate military again. We, you know, they clap for them on the airplane and stuff. We haven't totally lost that because it used to be terrible. We spit on soldiers when they came back from Vietnam. You know that. You're a man that served. So that's what I think. And I don't need to analyze the political aspect aggressively here. You guys can do that on the show. We know that part of what happened is because irresponsible leadership and decisions.
Right.
The key is where do we go forward? And we got to understand military. We got to understand service. We got to appreciate them. And we got to face the fact that evil exists. God has an enemy. There are people under influences of that enemy. And there are ethnic groups and sects and ISIS and Taliban and Russia and China's leadership. I'm not talking about the Russian people or the Chinese people. I'm talking about leadership.
Yeah,
power
exactly.
Hungry, prideful leadership that will do whatever it can to keep leadership and gain things. That's the force of evil. And we need to face reality like Ronald Reagan used to face it, with strength and humility and facing reality.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, you touched on something so important at the very beginning, and that was freedom and peace. And our source of freedom and peace is noted in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution comes from God. And the questions that we ask, God's not afraid of those questions. And sometimes we're asking, you know, we're asking the right questions, but we're asking it of the wrong people. You know, we must come to God, right? And that's what I was inspired to talk about, you know, as I was looking through, you know, a summary of things that you and I have talked about before and we proposed to talk about. And I said, you know, now more than ever, because when you go to God with these questions, I often find that you really come away with a sense of peace and vision and inspiration that, you know, that lifts you up as opposed to staying in the horizontal. Because right now the horizontal is very confusing. There's a lot of, you know, as we would say in the political realm, a lot of CYA, you know, just human stuff that mires us. It really, and that does not give us peace. But when we're dealing with the truth, go ahead.
To add to what you're saying, when we don't ask our questions of God, and an example of asking your questions of God is David all through the Psalms. He had terrible, tough things. His son wanted to kill him. There were coups. There were attacks. There were problems. And he cried out to God and said, I understand this. This doesn't seem fair. Why is this happening? What's going on? But he always asked him of God, and he did one more thing. He finished those cries to God written in the Psalms with, but I'm going to go back and remember who you are, what your character is, and what you've done in the past, and I'm going to do my best to trust you. Okay? So the problem that you just pointed out is when we don't ask our questions of God and go to Him, then we create narratives in our head that make us the victim. We become the critic. We start being angry. And things don't get solved when we take a victim stance, an anger stance, or a critic stance. Jesus said, if you focus on the log in other people's eyes, even though it's a speck, you think it's a log, you won't find the speck, which is actually a log in your eye, that's making you blind. So heal yourself first. Go to the hospital and get your broken leg fixed before you point out your friend's broken arm. So here's the big question you and I really would like to apply. Can I start asking the question, what do you want me to understand, God, about this tough situation? And what do you want me to do to be part of your solution? Versus, why did this happen? Why do I have cancer? Why is leadership so messed up? You know what? If you're asking that question kind of horizontal, even sometimes if you're asking, why God, you're keeping yourself in a victim spot. If you ask, what, God, do you want me to learn because I'm in this situation? What do you want me to learn because
I'm in this
situation?
That is awesome. Jeff Kemp, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're coming to you live from Kanapali Beach Hotel. They have been putting up with us. And, I'll tell you, we have been coming here for a number of years, and this has really just been such a joy here in Maui. And of course, the bonus is we get to be around the grandkids, which is really special. They're now 5 and 2, and absolutely precious. And I'll share an idea with you in just a moment when we bring Samantha Mao on. I tell you, when you come here, they have put this new restaurant with a oceanfront restaurant called Hui Hui. And it is Hui Hui. Let me tell you, it is really, really special. The view, and it's going to become your favorite restaurant. We have a lot of great restaurants here in Kanapali Bay. But they have done a spectacular job. So we're very grateful for Kanapali Beach Hotel. It's Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. When you come here, the spirit of aloha, the culture is just very vibrant and alive. And in the midst of everything, you know, dealing with COVID, too, because it's really been tough on the Hawaiian people. And people are having to deal with this. I mean, this is an island, and, you know, they're very careful about, and understandably so. In dealing with COVID, and you know, the two islands we've been on in Maui and Kauai, understandably, people are very concerned about COVID, and they're caring for one another because that's what Hawaiians do. And in the process, they're caring for those of us who come to visit and enjoy the property. Samantha Mao, let me bring you on here, the Good News Girl. We've got some viral videos to talk about. And this story kind of leads into the first story that you're going to share with in terms of, you know, sibling, you know, love and how they relate with one another. You know, last night I was watching the boys, Jackson is 5 and Ozzy's 2. And it was just such a sweet moment of watching, you know, the older boy, the 5-year-old Jackson,
was leading the area, and they were going to go over to the pool area, and he just turned around, come on, Ozzy, got to bring Ozzy, And it was just so sweet. And I've seen that time and time again, how his older brother is looking out for his younger brother and making sure that he's included, because even, that difference, that age difference, 3-year age difference, you got coordination, you've got other things, a 5-year-old's obviously much more aware, but also, the 2-year-old is very much aware of his older brother, and he wants to be like his older brother. He can't necessarily keep up with him yet, but I think in a couple of years, Lord have mercy, the island of Maui is going to know about the Phelps boys, because you can just see, they were just so much fun last night, even participating, because they do hula dances here at the hotel in front of the Hui Hui restaurant, which is just fantastic. You and your husband have got to come here. You will love it. And the food is just tremendous here, and a great venue, and here you are, you're overlooking the ocean, looking at sunset. We got some great sunset pictures too, and a lot of new memories here in this this new hotel. Well, it's been around for a long time, but they're going through a lot of renovations here and really have done an outstanding job here at Kaanapali Beach Hotel.
Well, that sounds pretty amazing. It's always been our dream to go to Hawaii. It's like at the top of our bucket list of places to go. So one of these days we'll have to go to that hotel and see what it's all about.
We'll have to make that happen and get you here. I mentioned this story, how it has relevance. Is this, I was reading, your first story, you got this sweet moment of a boy hugging his nervous little sister tightly at school after their mom dropped them off. And this has really gone viral, hasn't it?
Yes, the story is so sweet. The thing is, the identity of the children has been kept anonymous, but this video was taken by their mom when they didn't know that she was looking. And this little boy sister is going to her first day of school, and you can tell she must be nervous, as we all are. But the cute part is she has this older brother that's probably about 3 years older, just like with your grandsons. And he's bending over and he's comforting her and holding onto her and giving her a hug before class. And, the video has just taken off. This is the first week of school for a lot of people. And I think it just touches everyone's hearts to see it being the older brother who comes in. Mm. And it's like, I've got you. This is okay. I've seen other stories where there just seems to be a special bond between siblings. And the older sibling just feels this responsibility to look out. I think it especially touched my heart because I think about me and my younger sister, and you try to be like a second parent, just like your little grandson is. And I think this just is definitely a video worth taking a moment to watch.
Yeah, because after all, this young boy, he had experienced this before. He had gone through it, so he had to relate to the first day of school nerves and questions, and here you are, you're leaving the comfort of mom and the household, and all of a sudden it's like the rite of passage, and you've got an older brother to help you get to that new chapter of your life, your first day of school. How special is that?
And I think for some reason, parents have, of course, their special way, but an older sibling is kind of like, what I'm going through. This is, they just have a different way of being able to comfort the younger sibling. And
because they speak that, they speak that little people language,
Right.
I love it. It's just awesome. This next story, you got a mom fighting off a mountain lion. See, the mama bears, you got to be careful. Even mountain lions have to be watchful of them because, here you've got a mom who fights off this mountain lion with her bare hands. Well, of course, she's protecting her 5-year-old son, right?
That's right. So this is a 65-pound mountain lion that attacked a little boy at Calabasas. Mountain lion, this little boy is 5 years old, he's playing outside, and this mountain lion got a hold of him, and thank goodness his mom heard me. We know that wild animals exist, but sometimes when we're sitting in the comfort of our own home or we're just in our yard, we kind of have this sense of safety. Well, fortunately, the mom heard the attack. That little boy was drunk 45 yards before she got a hold of him.
Wow.
But she literally fought off. This is when the mama bear and the humans kicks in. This woman literally ends up fighting off this mountain lion with her bare hands. And, the little boy has some serious injuries, but he's stable and he's going to be okay. And I think it just shows, it shows how strong moms can be when they have the chance. You know, you've heard of them literally lifting up a car with a rush of adrenaline when they need to get it. It's just pretty amazing what parents can do.
Yeah.
When they need, and you know what's crazy too is that was actually a young mountain lion that was, you know, they think that it was still learning to hunt. So that mountain lion being only being 65 pounds and doing all that damage, that was, you know, a very young mountain lion, and there's no telling what it could have done if it had been bigger and stronger.
Exactly. A kitten at 65 pounds, go figure. Yeah, right,
yeah.
Exactly. So both the mountain lion and the five-year-old, you know, a little training lesson here in the process, and hopefully the five-year-old is not so traumatized by this, and of course the mom is probably still shaking, you know, when she thinks about it, because that's the thing, adrenaline causes you to do things, and then you get back to normal, and the adrenaline is gone, and you're just going, well, what, you know, it's like, it's a bit of a shock, you know, for everybody in dealing with this, but hey, this is it. It's the mama bear instinct once again, you know, coming to the front and saving her five-year-old son, a story that ends well, and we pray that this five-year-old is not traumatically, you know, damaged and affected by it beyond this. I mean, this is, you know, sit there and be in the safety of your own backyard and thinking, okay, it's all right, and then you get attacked by a 65-pound animal, whether you want to call it a kitten or not. I mean, that's still,
yeah.
That's pretty crazy stuff, even for an adult to have that happen to. And we know adults, especially on that area, adults riding their bikes, you know, they are jumped, you know, mountain lions will jump on them as they're driving by. I've heard those stories as well. Hey, by the way, I mean, who robs a kid's lemonade stand? I mean, what is going on here? Yeah, but the community on the upside, you know, kind of redeemed it all. But still, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you're taking. I mean, it's pretty desperate. But I feel for somebody that would do that. But go ahead and tell our audience about what happened when a thief stole from a kid's lemonade stand.
So Caitlin and Elias, they're 9-year-old twins from Ames, Iowa, and they were doing a lemonade stand, as many kids like to do, just as their first little adventure. And what happened was a woman's car drove up, and she gets out and asks if she could have some lemonade. And so, you know, Caitlin goes to get it, and she turns around, and the woman grabs the tip jar and drives away, which I think must be shocking for anybody, but especially for these kids, too. This is their first time, I'm sure, getting out there and interacting with the public in this regard. And, of course, they were shocked and hurt. And, you know, so their mom decides to start telling people what happened and, you know, kind of, you know, just first of all, that this person's out there going, there's no telling what else they'd be up to, but so the community ends up coming together. That's what's beautiful about this. And four different law enforcement agencies ended up showing up and helping them raise money. And they ended up raising about $750 to donate to shop with a cop. And I just think that's, you know, I think they were saying the good thing about this is you see one at Apple and you could focus on that. But then you look at the community around you and how they come together. And,
exactly.
You know, they obviously have a great community spirit there in Iowa.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that, you know, small businesses around the country have been under attack. And even kids' lemonade stands are not accepted from that either, right? I mean, you know, you think about it. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, after all, they're the backbone of our industry here in our country. And so good for that community to come together and protect the integrity of small business. Some other stories, we ran out of time, but you'll find at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com is a dramatic video showing a 12-hour rescue of a deaf dog in a storm drain. I don't know if you saw that, but it's really powerful. And a model quits the catwalk to teach sewing and design to underprivileged women. A real special story. Samantha Mao, as always, we appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?